create more language, new language, you actually expand your world.
So Glenn created the concept of solastalgia in 2003 to describe the pain of witnessing environmental harm where you live. He defines it as the homesickness you have when you're still at home and your home is leaving you.
I want to disrupt business as usual, and the way I'm doing it is with disruptive language.
Glenn imagines a possible future era called the symbiocene, when human activity will once again be fully interconnected with the ebb and flow of the rest of nature, and therefore cause no more destruction of life on Earth. He says the massive declines in bird populations are just one sign that we need to expand our imaginations about how we coexist with all forms of life.
Instead of being depressed about the future, we can have radical anticipation of a future that we ourselves are creating.
For BirdNote, I'm Nick Byard.
Thank you. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Radio. Burnaby. Bum, 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 bum.
Todas as cidades, meu sapato ainda me protege os pés. Thank you.
yes, yes, yes. Wandering Rhythms now firmly grounded in Brazil, in the city of Belo Horizonte. Yes, I did my research this time to pronounce it properly, and in Portuguese you would say Belo Horizonte. Wow, the internet was okay. This is how you're supposed to pronounce it. This is how a Brazilian person does.
Belo Horizonte.
Hear that?
Belo Horizonte.
Okay, right. Makes sense. Sounds Brazilian, but this is funny when you type in Belo Horizonte pronunciation. First thing that shows up is this robot voice that sounds like this.
Belo Horizonte. Belo Horizonte.
Yes, so that's how a white robot would say it. But so far from the real thing that it's just cracking me up. Let's hear it in slow motion.
Belo Horizonte.
You lose, white robot. It's Belo Horizonte. All right. Well, we need to decolonize the robots. Anyhow, moving on. We are inland Brazil, not far though from the coast, from the Atlantic coast, just a little bit north, about 200 kilometers of Rio de Janeiro, and then Sao Paulo a little further southwest. So anyhow, I was surprised just doing also just a little bit of looking up the size of the city and whatnot. It is the 18th largest city in the Americas. That sounds pretty big. And the 13th largest in South America. And with a metropolitan population of 6 million, it is the third largest population center in Brazil. Belo Horizonte. There you go. Or Belo Horizonte. Yeah, there you go. To big city. Big city. That's all you really need to know. That's why the music's going to be so stellar. Because got a lot of hands and voices at work. So we started off with Jennifer Souza. And yes, singer-songwriter from that very city. And she's been on the road since the end of the 90s. Oh man, she probably got lost somewhere. But she's made albums along the way, so she's all right. The album called Pacifica, Pedra Branca, which came out in 2021. And we heard the song Ultra Leve. So, yeah, some kind of new jazzy-influenced Portuguese vocals going on. And I don't need to tell you much about the music scene. You'll hear it over the course of the hour. But like all of Brazil, just extremely varied with some distinctive Brazilian elements and then an eye or ear to the rest of the world. And we're going to next hear an artist named Tulio Araujo. And this man is a master of the percussion instrument known as the pandeiro. It's not often you have a pandeiro player leading a band, like a jazz ensemble, but this guy sure does. He's got at least four of them in his possession, judging by his press photos. And yeah, it's just a very, very cool, very distinct Brazilian sounding. I mean, to the naked eye, it looks just like a tambourine, but it does a whole lot more. The cymbals, like the little cymbals around the outside of it, they're shut, so it has much more of a subtle sound than a tambourine, but you can open them by the way you move the instrument, and then has a skin over the top. So it's, yeah, very expressive. And this is we're going to hear a collaborative album with Pedro Gomez. So Tulio Araujo and Pedro Gomez here. The song You. Ooh. And this features Xabe Furtado, Babu Javier, and Jan Vasconcelos. So, yeah, everything based upon the pandeiro and building up from there. This is Wandering Rhythms in Belo Horizonte, Brazil.
Thank you. fugindo da senzala, correndo nos canaviais, capturado pelo feitor que no tronco amarrou, e o guerreiro valente gritava:
meu grito é dor, é força pra vingança, viver é necessário, liberdade é esperança, a chamada rasga a carne, dilacera a alma, meu ódio sustentado por trauma sobre trauma, corri pelo canavial até a exaustão, tô seguindo a força de Oxalá. Apertaram mais um laço. Força ainda me falta, não falta planejamento. Outra
pouco dinheiro, muito calor, muito fluido, vai servir já pra esquecer você, 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 amor, você, você, amor. Muitos amigos, bem menos dor, muito fluido, vai axé pra esquecer você, 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 amor, você, você, amor. E a praça é o farol, latão é três, não puxa faca, uma fichinha vale amor no jukebox. Mesmo se o prefeito não deixar, a praia vai rolar, a praia vai rolar, laiá. Muita cerveja, livros e filmes pra lembrar você, 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 amor, você, você, amor. Muitos amigos, sol embelou, pura poesia, vida e axé pra celebrar você, 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 amor. Você, amor. E a praça é o farol, latão é três, não puxa faca, uma fichinha vale amor no jukebox. Mesmo se o prefeito não deixar, a praia vai rolar,
a praia vai rolar, laiá, laiá.
Todo mundo quer entrar.
Todo mundo quer entrar. Laiá, laiá, laiá. Laiá, laiá, laiá. Laiá, laiá,
laiá, laiá.
Yeah, a fine set of Brazilian tunes right there from Belo Horizonte, Brazil. So I got some. Finally decided need some background music. Is it too creepy? We'll find out, I guess. Only one of these headphone ears is working, but that's okay. All right. So, yes, we heard three, I would say, quite coherent pieces of music that went well together, and I'd say also, if you don't mind me saying, quite a nice set of music there. The last group we heard, all bands, by the way, from Belo Horizonte, the 18th largest city in the Americas. I don't know how big it is compared to the rest of the world, but on the double continent here, it's firmly entrenched in the top 20. And sorry, this headphones are just not working at all anymore. I have no idea. I hope this background music's not killing you. But anyhow, Sorry if it is. Yes, so we heard from the last band, A Face Rosa. They are a four-piece band of men without shirts. And the song was A Praia from their album Leveza. So that's very, very classically breezy, Brazilian-sounding, Afro-jazzy, rootsy. And that's enough words for me about that. That's their most recent album is from 2015, so it's pretty vintage now. But it's still their most recent and a fine band to play from Belo Horizonte. And before that, we heard from another boys club of sorts, even bigger one. Looks like 10 members, perhaps, in Iconili, who are an all-instrumental ensemble. That song was called Mulatu, which I'm quite confident to say is a homage to Mulatu Astatke, the grandfather, godfather, godhead of Ethiopian jazz music, which is a genre that is kind of formed around his aesthetic and particular way of mixing different styles of music in Ethiopia. And that's become like a worldwide phenomenon now. It's amazing how widespread it is. And yeah, this band Iconili, which we just heard second from last, reminds me a bit of a Nomad Orchestra, a few other big Brazilian bands, which seem to be like exclusively men for some weird reason. That was a nice piece of music in the album Tupi Nova Mundo from 2017. Iconili, one word. And before that, we started off the set with one of the great pandeiro players of Brazil. Yes, a percussion instrument, just a handheld. The luckiest guy, really, when he goes touring, because he just brings a backpack, and the poor double bass player in his band needs a car to house his instrument. But yeah, Tulio Araujo and Pedro Gomez as well on that track, and several other musicians. So that was a title track, You, or maybe Ooh, from an album called Ooh, or You. And that came out in 2021. So yeah, we heard some pretty cool modern sounding but very Brazilian music in that last set. And we're going to keep the good vibes rolling right away with a woman whose name is Elisa Byl, B-Y-L, and she's a singer and composer, and I believe this is her very first album in this very year of 2023. This is an album called Messaggera do Vento, Messenger of the Wind, I'm gonna guess, and the song Humildade e Nombreza. I'm not going to guess what that means. Humiliating and numbers. No, probably not. Right. Well, here she is, Elisa Byl on Wandering Rhythms in Belo Horizonte, Brazil.
Beleza onde não mais se via, revelou milagres em cada novo dia, deixou palavras tão simples, tão cheias de uma verdade que não se entendia. No vento das matas, no cantar dos rios, no mudo das pedras, foi onde escutou segredos imensos, profundos, revelados por este Senhor, que agora se dissolveu. Terra que ardia, pisou com firmeza, humildade e nobreza. Música.
This is Jesse Brown.